Good morning, everybody. So just to review what we've been suggesting this week is that the notion of Shvisa as a mitzvah saseh of Yelachem Shabbason, as it appears in the context of Rosh Hashanah, just certainly part of a broader rubric in the context of the Mo'adim and Shabbos. So you have to be very careful with the language of the Rambam in terms of whether it's just Shvisa from Malacha, we're setting up a classical essay of the Ramban for tomorrow, or it's sort of a greater level of Shvisa, as the Rambam indicated by Shabbos. You find that language by Pesach as well. As we know, Pesach is also referred to as Shabbos. The Shvisa of Pesach might be a qualitatively different kiyum than the Shvisa of Rosh Hashanah, even though in terms of, you know, Isur and Malacha, they're really one and the same. It could be a good raya for our suggestion that Shvisa really transcends just the losase in terms of whether it's Malacha Savot and losase kol Malacha. I already indicated, and here you see it in the fifth source, and this is what we're going to be talking about next week, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Shvisa is total. Shabbat Shabbason, the Rambams put a lot of work into reformulating Inuyim as forms of Shvisa. So here you have it in the fifth source. Shishat Yivan Lishbos V'yom HaKippurim Amalachos V'hamaasim. That's the Rambam's allusion to Inuyim, right? So again, not Shvisa as Malacha, but it can integrate into the same theme. The fact that it integrates into the same theme on Yom Kippur is the apotheosis of the idea. But the idea that Shvisa transcends Malacha is an idea that's true in other places as well, as we're trying to establish. And then yesterday, we dealt with a little bit of a nuanced point that we thought that when it comes to Shabbos, it's interesting that the Rambam separates out the notion of Shvisa from what we all understand to be an independent mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, indicating that the Kedushas Hayom doesn't emanate solely from the Isser Malacha, but exists independently. Whereas when it comes to Yontif, the Rambam had this in the context of Yomtif HaRishon Shal Pesach. This is Kuf Nun Tes. We talked about that line in the Rambam, the seventh source, Uva Beferish Kadshayu Vihu Shalosasabo Komalacha, which comported with which Gemara that we saw yesterday. We tried to be Medayik in the Gemara, especially based on the Raya from the Pasuk in Ishayahu, Hashir Yelachem Kelel Hiskadesh Chag, Laila HaMikudash Lechag. So that's the idea of the Gemara, is that Chag, which certainly doesn't apply to Shabbos, it applies to Yontif, right? Lo ikdish be'asiyas malacha, that the Kedushas Hayom is inextricably linked with the Isser Malacha, whereas by Shabbos, we see that as a little bit different, right? The Kadsho, the way that we're Mekadesh Esa Shabbos, the way that Shabbos takes on his Kedusha, it does not emanate solely from the Isser Malacha. I'm not saying the Isser Malacha doesn't have any role to play, it is different. Okay, so what I wanted to try to establish today is to hammer home the point a little bit further about Shabbos, about the Shvisa being total and transcending Malacha per se, especially according to the Rambam. Other Rishonim will disagree with this presentation to an extent, and again, all by way of setting up the Ramban, who took this idea to the hilt in a famous essay in the context of Rosh Hashanah, Yelachem Shabbason, Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. So let me ask you just in a conceptual way, then we'll be able to instantiate the idea with the actual text of the Rambam. So if it's really true that Shvisa transcends Malacha, so what would we expect to find in the Rambam? In the context of Shabbos, Husha Nishbos B'Shabbos, as opposed to Yantif Shal Rosh Hashanah, when it's Shvisa Mi Malacha. What would you expect to find? So you'd expect to find certain things that you can't do on Shabbos that aren't considered Malachos, but still would undermine the Shvisa aspect of the day. So remember, we talked a little bit, or a lot, about the fact that when it comes to Shabbos, the genesis of Shabbos is in Kedushas Hashem, Vayivarchu Kimisumashvi Vayikadesh Oso, and as such, it's not nitan to the Heter Ochel Nefer, so you look in Parshas Beshalach, long before you get to the Aseres Adibros and Los Asa Komalacha, all of a sudden we're super focused on the fact that you can't prepare food, Esa Sher Tavashu Bashelu, Esa Sher Ofu Tofu, etc., because you're not going to be able to do that in Yom HaShvi'i. Now, literally the first thing, even before you get to the issue of food, is the question of Tchum. And this has a lot of implications because Shabbos is a communal day. But the Torah says, Shivu ish tachtav al yetu ish mimkoma by Yom HaShvi'i. So that language of Shivu ish tachtav, right, again, Rashi thinks that the issue of Tchum Shabbos is only a dinder Rabbanan. And Rambam thought that was a dinder Raisa, but not a Malacha. Shivu, again, the same type of Shorish, of course, of Shvisa, that a person should be at rest and a person shouldn't be in motion in this case. So that's not a malacha, according to the Rambam, but it is an Isser D'oraisa. Here you have the Losaseh Shin Chav Aleph, and this is all part of the Shvisa of Shabbos, which again transcends malacha. Hizr shalalo chutz l'tchum abdina b'shabbos. Remember al yetsa ish mikomo bayom ashriu ba kabbalah shagua alicha yishasur mashanosav al pai mama chutz min abdina. This got the Ramban's gander up a little bit because this is clearly the tchum derabanan. So why is the Rambam presenting it as the tchum deraisa? Right, tchum deraisa shalosh parsa, which of course is 12 meal. Which is 24,000 amos. An amma is about a foot and a half. So let's say about 36,000 feet. A mile is 5,280 feet. So you can figure out about how much that is in terms of our walking. Chutz min adina afilu amma achas, v'alechas alpayim amma l'chol tzad, mutter. Lashon mechilta, yitze ish minkomo, elu alpayim amma. Mesachas erivin, amru lokin al yisiru tchumim dvar Torah. Okay, so again, the Ramban took issue with this, and Rashi took issue with this in a different way. He thought the whole idea was a din derabanan. But even as it may, I think it very, very clearly establishes, especially the fact that it's the first halach of Shabbos in Parshas B'Shalach. So it again indicates Shavu Yish Tachtav, that the Shavis of Shabbos and Ishvos B'Shabbos goes even beyond the realm of halacha. Let's take it to the next level, the next amongst the 365 losaseis. It's not incorporated in terms of the losase kol halach of Shabbos. Is something we developed extensively last year in the discussion of Masechta Sanhedrin, is the question of Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem Yom HaShabbos. Of course, the Rambam does paskin Havara L'Chalik Yatzas and not Havara L'Lav Yatzas. If you paskin Havara L'Lav Yatzas, that would also be a very clear indication, because there are certain things that you can't do, but they're not Malachos or Shvisa. And even though the Rambam paskins Havara L'Chalik Yatzas, right, there's no question that the Rambam's broader conceptualization of Ein Dunin B'Shabbos, which he quotes here at the end, of the Gemara Divnei Marava, the Yerushalmi, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem, Rabbi Yulai B'shem Rabbi Yana Yomer, Mikan, Revatei Dinim Shelo Yudan B'Shabbos. Ephraim, what does that include? Not just Misas Bezdin, which may be the simple reading of the Bavli, but even Malkos. Because no, Malkos, Mako Miso Medes, so the Rambam thought it was really total. And Malkos gets you away from things that are necessarily a malacha. Malkos could be a malacha, depending on the Chabura issue, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a malacha. And that's exactly the language of the Yerushalmi, which the Rambam was partial to, Mikan, the Bate Dinim, Shelo Yudanin B'Shabbos, that it would undermine the notion of Shvisa, even if it didn't necessarily result in a malacha. Of course, Misas Bezdin would always result in a malacha, but Malkos at least opens up that very possibility. And again, if you go back to the pasuk, Lo Sivareish B'chol Moshe Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos, right? So the definite article, it is the day of Shabbos, right? It transcends just malacha there. Lo Sivareish B'chol Moshe Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos, the day is defined as a Yom HaShavisa. So again, it's not just that there's Shavisa's malacha, and going back to the issue of Rosh Hashanah, but that it really transcends that. And again, the Raya Berura is clearly Tchum Shabbos for the Rambam, which is an Issa Daraisa, but not a Malacha. And even the Rambam's conceptualization of Shalei Dunin B'Shabbos seems to be less about whatever Malacha may or may not result from this, but that the way that it undermines the concept of Yom HaShabbos, once you especially integrate the Rambam's understanding of Malkos B'Makom Misa Omedes. So by the way, just to review Ephraim, why do we like to say that that can be taken literally? Malkos B'Makom Misa Omedes, what do we have in the Psukim? Right? V'ayayim bin Hakos HaRasha, but whatever, what happens in the end? Exactly. V'nikla Achicha Leinecha, that's the position of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, right? Okay, very good. So this is in terms of Shabbos. Now we'll take a little bit of a different view tomorrow as we get into the Ramban, and one of the most celebrated essays, the Ramban, because he ties it to the two other celebrated essays of Kedoshim Tiyu and V'asisa HaYashar Yatov, where the Ramban will develop the idea of even Shvisa and Yantif as transcending Shvisa's Malacha, but the Asay being far more ambitious and far more aspirational than any Los Asay ever could be in terms of Los Asay Malacha. So that's something that we're going to see in the Ramban, specifically in the context of Yantif as well. Okay, so we're making a lot of progress. Again, the schedule, God willing, is we're going to take a little bit of a shofar break next week, and then we'll be back into the issue of Shabbason in the context of Yom Kippur. The Rambam's definition here, we saw just Meitzitz min acharakim, Shvisa min hamasim. Let's redefine Inuyim as also part of the Kiyum Shvisa as well.